A very beautiful hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Once the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, every righteous child who casts a look of mercy and affection upon his parents shall be granted. For every look of his rewards equivalent to that of an accepted hajj. Those around the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even if he were to look at them 100 times a day, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, indeed, Allah azza wa jal is the greatest and the most kind. Subhanallah. Islam teaches us the reward and the respect and the kindness that we're supposed to be having towards our parents. Now, in this beautiful hadith, the scholars, they commentate on this and they mention this hadith that one accepted hajj in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, a person is being rewarded. One accepted hajj. Now, many people who have performed hajj, you went through all the difficulties, you had to pay a lot of money, you know, you had to travel, you had to have so many problems and issues you may have gone through. But then at the end we say, we don't know if our hajj has been accepted by Allah or not. But if you cast a look of mercy upon your parents, then alhamdulillah, you are rewarded with one accepted hajj. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, have we got parents who are still alive? Are we spending our precious time with our parents? Because this is a gift that one day our parents will leave us. And then at that time, we'll be regretful. Ah, I wish I had that time that I spent with my parents. I wish I could have sat down with my mom, sat down with my dad, just for a few moments. But that time has passed by. Now we have time. Now, because we are alive, our parents are alive. Try to spend time with your parents. When you come back from work, try to sit down with them. Try to talk to them. Ask them what they need. Ask them what help you need. Just like our parents were the ones. Our father used to work all day. He used to come at night and he used to take care of us. He used to feed us. Our mothers take care of us. Now when they are old, we don't even look at them. We don't even talk to them. We don't even know if they're having any issues or any problems. No. In Islam, we need to love and respect our parents. And this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be a means for me to go and love and respect my parents. May Allah azza wa jal give a long, healthy life to our parents who are still alive. And those parents who have passed away, may Allah azza wa jal grant them the gardens of paradise. Ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.